team here that you do, you know what you're doing, and you're able to explain it to people in a very understandable way, and so it's terrific. And one final comment, my son, my older son, is a high school social studies teacher, so it's currently getting towards the end of the grading period. And so he spent last week emailing all of the parents in his classes, and some of his classes have over 40 kids in them, so that's a lot of emailing, to tell them your son or daughter is failing. And here's why, because they moved to this performance-based system where if you don't turn in your work at all, you're bound to get an F. And as soon as you turn it in, you don't get an F. And so it's been really motivating that he's been getting emails back from the parents saying, thank you for letting me know. I will make sure that John or Jane gets their work in. And this is partly your report card to us as to how are we doing as the parents who are overseeing the bureaus who are and the community organizing that is going to help get things done. Because government can't do it all and government shouldn't do it all. So it needs to be a partnership with all the watershed councils, with the neighborhood organizations, with the immigrant refugee communities and others, with our native communities who so clearly understand the sacredness of our earth and our water. It's all of us together, and so thank you for bringing that today. Aye.
Hales?
Well, great report. You know, we were talking about data in a completely different context this morning, but it was actually about information technology projects of all things. But in both cases, the ability to produce these kinds of report cards or dashboards and then put them on the web, as you're going to do, is a really important public information function and hopefully volunteer motivator. And I take the point about you don't want the situation to look so tough that people don't want to get involved. And so maybe one of the things that you can do and are already planning to do is not just have the report cards and those scores, but also be able to link out to case studies of why did this number move? Because if people know what the SLU used to be like and what it is like now and what people did to make the changes, then they're going to get inspired. And certainly, you and I share the same neighborhood park, the Westmoreland Park case study of the restoration of the free-flowing stream there and the restoration of a salmon run is an amazing accomplishment. And it's a huge teaching tool for the whole agenda and hopefully motivates people to start thinking about the stream in their neighborhood that maybe hasn't gotten to that condition yet. So I think a combination of this kind of visible, understandable data and stories of here's how Portland did this is enough to get the next generation of activists engaged, or at least important to getting the next generation of activists engaged. So I think this is going to, over time, it's not just that one report card or two report, but the practice of this is going to matter, especially, again, the inability of people to necessarily get, you know, as complete a picture of the city as they used to from the media. Their ability to get this kind of information directly, you know, clearly, unfiltered, if you will, but also the backstory of how did that happen? Or why is this problem so bad? And what could Gresham do to help with Johnson Creek? You know, there's a lot of opportunities to bridge out from this tool itself to a larger agenda, and I think you're already obviously on those paths now. So thank you. Good work, and it'll be good for years to come. Thank you very much. Hi.
Eric, can we take a 3-minute break?
Yes, take a brief break, and then we'll take up our other time certain item.